Fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
Really explore the studio space this time.
You got it, Bruce.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
Explore the space. I like what I'm hearing.
Go. 1, 2, 3.
It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Well, what was all that about? What? What's this? No, you just want me to read this? Okay. This is from the producer. It says, no clowns or clowns' costumes will be used or harmed in the making of the following radio show. Nice. Don't you have to go do something? Well, good morning. Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Flying trip out and back to Tampa last week for the International Boat Builders Exhibition. I was like a kid in a candy store. We had a great time, even though it was sort of shortened, if you will, and a little bit tense because of Hurricane Matthew threatening. But we'll have some stories from that for you a little bit later in the program today. We're going to do a new feature that we picked up on. It's called Pitch the Press. And there were several of the new products and new innovations that were represented, and they each had a couple of minutes to share their products and information with the press, which I was one of. And we've got two sections of that coming up. Plus, we're going to talk to CEO Matt Hyde from West Marine about an announcement they made at the IBEX concerning their port supply and their merger, I guess, with West Marine Pro. And then Andy Gillis will be with us to talk about de-icers from Casco. And, of course, the IBEX was quite an event. We thank Ann Dunbar, the show director, and Amy Reimer, their media relations person, for getting us all set up to come out. 6,000 registered industry professionals were there. 556 companies were represented. And, boy, I'm telling you, it was everything that you could possibly imagine. And you'll see some great things. You'll hear some great things as the show unfolds over the next, today, but also over the next few weeks. We'll be bringing you some additional interviews. I did want to thank everybody that came by the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show last weekend up at Lodge of the Four Seasons at Lake of the Ozarks. And even though we had just outstanding weather at the lake, 80-degree temperatures, we had the harbor hop going on as well. And I think there was a bass tournament going on as well. And, of course, the golf courses were full of people. We still had a great turnout. And we'd like to thank everybody that had a chance to come out. I did want to thank the winners of our door prizes. We gave away one-year subscriptions to Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine. Those went to Don Edison, went to Doug Beck, Raymond Gimbel, Frank Chesin. We had Jeff Eckerd and Kelly Fishbaugh, all winners of those one-year subscriptions to Pontoon and Deck Boat Magazine. Also, we gave away to Bill and Margaret Johansson of Iowa City the Shock Alert. We gave away to John Williams of Alton, Illinois, winner of the Cleanway fuel filter device. And then we gave away a couple of the Boat US boat bags, one to Judy McCaw and one to Dana Aaron. We thank all of you so much for stopping by. Even if you didn't win something, we sure enjoyed meeting you. And thanks a lot for coming out to the show. Our program this morning brought to you in part by Hydrohoist Marine Group, the guys that bring you the Hydrohoist Marine lifts. These Hydrohoist boat lifts, they were the originators of this thing. They invented the boat lift. And you can see everything you need to see by going to their website, boatlift.com. You can also talk to the area manager. Her name is Joanne Clark. She's a great lady and fun to work with, and very knowledgeable about all their products that they offer. And so you can get a hold of her at her office at 573-346-7505. You can give her an email, jclark@boatlift.com, or you can stop into their location, which is on Highway 54 between Osage Beach and Camdenton, right there in Lynn Creek. You'll see it on the side of the road in between the taxidermy shop and campground. 4 miles down from Osage Beach toward Camdenton. Again, Hydro Hoist Marine Group, the Hydro Hoist boat lifts and all their accessories. The main website, boatlift.com, or get a hold of Joanne Clark, 573-346-7505. Well, I'll tell you about another company that we've worked with for the last couple of years, and we really enjoy working with, Show Me Shirts. They're the shirt shop for Lake of the Ozarks, located in Camdenton. They are the ones responsible for doing all the Bob's No Wake Zone t-shirts, which we still get quite a few people talking about. And we thank those of you that came by and picked one of those up at the boat shows and also just recently at that Home Expo, the Home Lifestyle and Sports Show. But for screen printing and embroidery work, get a hold of Missy Coyle. You can call her at 573-692-4667. Let me give that to you again. 573-692-4667. You can stop into their office as well. They're located right on Highway 54 in Camdenton across from Central Bank. They are an official Laker apparel store as well.
Hello, this is Susan Schingeldecker with the Boat U.S. Foundation for Boating Safety and Clean Water. Boat U.S. is celebrating 50 years of service to America's boaters. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
All right, let's go around the waterfront and pick up on some news stories. This first one from the Frederick News Post out of Maryland. Tragic, but it could have been a lot worse. Authorities rescued 8 people who were aboard a pontoon boat when it was swept across the dam by heavy currents on Maryland's Lake Lindenor, and it went over the dam. They could not, however, save the boat's 62-year-old operator, Stephen Hembry, who was found hours later having been trapped under the falling water. Quote here from Frederick County fire officials. Neighbors heard calls for help and saw people hanging over the dam. 4 of the survivors managed to cling to a tree on the edge of the dam while others were plucked from the dam's spillway. Cause of the afternoon accident unclear, although heavy rain was reported in Frederick County around that time. Well, bystanders are credited with saving the life of a child after a boat capsized in the bay. This is out San Francisco way. Bystanders gave a 4-year-old boy CPR after the boat. He was capsized after the boat capsized in San Francisco Bay this past Saturday, and they're being credited with saving the boy's life. The 4-year-old was initially found unconscious and was not breathing when he was rescued, along with 29 other people who were on that sailboat. Bystanders administered CPR, and that was a huge contributing factor for the survival of that young man. 34-foot sailboat was carrying 30 people when it capsized, and finally the Coast Guard got out there. Some of those bystanders rescued all the people. A few slight injuries, but a very good situation to come out. The Coast Guard monitors a diesel spill near Kansas City on the Missouri side, on the Missouri River. This happened early this week, Monday actually, when it was reported that a 100-gallon diesel fuel spill was out there on the Missouri River. Watchstanders at the Coast Guard Sector Upper Mississippi River received the report about 9:30 at night on Monday that a towing vessel reportedly discharged 100 gallons of diesel into the Missouri River at mile marker 360 due to a fuel tank rupture. And that's all been cleaned up now, and that's a good thing. Fast response time is, of course, very important. Out of Indianapolis, fewer people are drowning in Indiana, and state officials are crediting water safety campaigns, including a push to increase the use of life jackets and a crackdown on drunken boating. From 2010 to 2014, on average, more than 56 people drowned each year in Indiana, according to the release from the state's Department of Natural Resources. Now, in 2015, the number fell to 43, and then in 2016, only 37 so far have drowned. Still, the state says that more drowning victims could have been saved if they were wearing life jackets. The state sought to combat perceptions that life jackets are only necessary for children and poor swimmers with its Wear It Indiana campaign, which points out that most drowning victims are adults who know how to swim. And Indiana also participated in Operation Drywater, a nationwide crackdown on drunken boating. While the summer is the peak time for water activities, officials say colder weather and colder temperatures are an additional risk. They released the following list of water safety tips for the fall and winter, good for us as well. Always wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket when on or near waterways. Dress in layers appropriate for the weather. Remain aware of changing weather conditions. Carry a U.S. Coast Guard approved throwable device on board. Make a plan before you go and make sure somebody knows when you're going, where you're going, and when you're coming back. And carry a survival kit and possibly a first aid kit as well. Cobalt Boats held their 2017 dealer meeting just recently, and congratulations to the top winners. Those included Top 10 Marinas, Park Marina at Okoboji, Iowa, Boats by George, Lake George, New York, and then our own Village Marine, Lake Ozark, Missouri. Congratulations to you guys from the guys at Cobalt in Neodesha, Kansas. It is break time on the show. The show is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, KRMSradio.com, and later on BoatRadio.net.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Okay, so I kind of laid the groundwork for my trip to IBEX, the International Boat Builders Exhibition, recently in Tampa. And we're going to start the series off with section one from Pitch the Press, and we'll have four great products to tell you about coming up next. But first, a message about Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. You know, their slogan sort of is, you know, if when duct tape just won't do, call Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. And that's about right. You know, for boat covers and custom interiors, interior restoration, biminis or enclosures, these guys really know what they're doing. It's Paradise, Pete and Pam and the whole crew at Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. You'll see them all over the lake. Now, they do have some restrictions on the water where they go because they do have a boat that's equipped to do some adjustments and last-minute detail work to get everything just right on your boat. I would advise you to do one or two things. One, you can call Pete at 573-216-7214. Go on to their website at paradiseupholstery.com, or you can click the link on bobsnowakezone.com and watch some of their YouTube videos. Very impressive, and it shows the kind and the quality of work that they do. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, serving the lake area, 573-216-7214. All right, starting off our IBEX series, Alan Jones is with Boating World Magazine, and he did some introductions to get this thing started.
Hey, well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the third annual Pitch the Press. This was hatched a couple of years ago by Boating Writers International. I'm Alan Jones, executive editor for Boating World Magazine, but I'm also a vice president of board of directors for Boating Writers International. And we're looking at trying to find ways to connect those who have stories with those of us in the marine journalism industry that are looking for stories. So hopefully, this is our journalistic speed dating version. So how we came up with these products is we have our esteemed panel. Sent five people out, including myself. We have Chris Landry from Soundings Trade Only, and Aaron Porter, professional boat builder, Jonathan Sweet of Boating Industry, and Terry Olson from One Caribbean TV. So they scoured, we went over the whole floor, and we found 15 products that I think you guys are going to find very interesting.
So we have four of these presentations lined up for you. First is Fusion with Stereoactive, Garmin with Ultra 30 Action Camera, the One Bucket Approach with Surehold, and Blue Gas Marine, the natural gas for your boat.
We're going to talk to you about Stereoactive. Many of you may already know us from the stereo business. We build purpose-built marine stereos, started about 7 years ago. We're nobody, started in the middle of the recession, obviously, and have grown to believe what we believe to be the number one position in stereos that sell for more than $200 retail. What we're here to talk about is this product that's, again, been designed specifically for our applications. When we look at the active sports market, we have a lot of suppliers out there building Bluetooth speakers. Those speakers work really well in a stable environment, in many cases a dry environment, but they're not designed to be used in an active environment. So what we did is develop a product. One is completely submersible and will float. The second thing we did is we came up with a methodology that allows us to actually attach. This is a puck. I've got the cover on the puck right now, but this puck comes with either device in terms of our safe, I'll show you in a minute, or the stereo. That puck will adhere via 3M adhesive or we can screw it down. That puck allows us to attach it to those platforms, and we can move this product. It's a lifestyle product, so we can move it from our paddleboard to our fishing kayak to our hot tub at home, whatever, wherever we want to take it, the beach, okay? It's rated at 1 meter, 30 minutes continuous, and as I said, it does float as well. In terms of sources, it plays AM, FM, USB, weather band, and of course, Bluetooth streaming. Addition to the stereo itself, we wanted to come up with a way to actually handle somebody's cell phone, maybe a key dongle for their car, credit card, some cash. This is a dry box, and again, the dry box will float. It's submersible rated, and it will attach to the puck as well, and it comes with a puck. And then the stereo itself can sit on top of that and become a kit. It also runs off of this application, and so we can run it directly off of my phone, or I can run it directly off of the unit itself.
I'm getting out of this high-rise.
Thank you.
So most of you know where Garmin entered the action camera business a few years ago. This is our third generation, the Ultra 30. A couple of the key features or sizes. It's basically 2.3 by 1.8. We added a 10 hertz GPS antenna is built in. So, you know, with Garmin, we have our G matrix. So this will record how high, how long, and how fast you went. When you play your video back, it'll be on the screen. We added a 1.75 touch screen, high resolution video screen. Very simple to work. If you know Garmin, if you have any of our handheld units, or this will seamlessly hook up to our chart plotters, any of our watches, you can control it. We have apps that you can control the unit from as well. There's a three-axis stabilization built in, so no matter where you're going, what you're doing with this camera, you're going to get crisp, clear pictures. The other thing new for us with this camera is we did basically voice activation. So basically on that OK Google, you can now go OK Garmin, and you can start recording. You can do playback, take pictures. That's the new Action 30 camera for Garmin.
Thank you, everyone. All right, so like he was saying, Surehold is all about innovation, and this item is something that's on every single boat. Every boat has a bucket, and Surehold said, you know, we can make the best possible version of that. I'm going to break it down. Each piece of this system is available individually or as a complete kit. It starts with the world's best bucket, which is this high-quality roll panel bucket here that pinches the side but doesn't actually pierce the bucket, so there's no leaking. This handle is also very comfortable. We measured it to be the perfect length. If it's too long, it'll crush the hand. If it's too short, it gets stuck on the side. So we actually spend a lot of time making sure that's exactly as it should be. The next component is the bucket seat, which, as you can see, forms a nice tight seal over the top of any 5-gallon bucket. It's actually padded for comfort as well, so again, it's designed for a multi-use item. You can sit on it, you can actually stand on it if you're about my weight. If you're Eric, I don't know, but you might want to get us another stand. The bucket caddy carries all of your chemicals, all your detailing tools. It keeps it organized inside of the bucket, and it's actually perforated on the bottom, so it will actually let water drain. So if you get extra splash in there, a little bit extra water, your chemicals won't actually sit in that water, it'll drain to the bottom of the bucket. It keeps everything organized so it's not splashed all over the dock. Again, another value-added item. And next piece is the bucket grate, and this is actually my favorite part of the system. What it does is actually keeps your brush elevated above the dirty wash water while you're washing. When you're scrubbing a boat, your bristles are picking up dirt and grime off the surface, and typically this is in the bottom. You dunk your brush in the bottom, it's reintroduced to the surface. This keeps that off there and trapped in the baffle system down below. Additionally, it's got a measuring system. It's for measuring the soap that goes into the bucket. A very common problem for boaters is actually putting too much boat soap into the bucket. It forms a really nasty solution that's almost impossible to wash off. If you fill in one of the measuring cups for half a bucket of water, two for a full, and you actually end up with a nice perfect wash mixture. The final component is the bucket base, which slips over the bottom. It keeps it from slipping. It's as simple as it sounds. It's very, very sturdy. Keep your bucket from sliding all around the cockpit or getting knocked over by a wake so you don't lose any of your wash water or anything you're carrying. Thank you, guys.
I'm Miguel Guerrero, the founder and CEO of Blue Gas Marine. And we've created something unique. In concept, is the same of what already exists in millions of vehicles on the road, which is the ability to run vehicles on natural gas. So we were the ones who brought that to the marine industry. We are a four-year-old company, so very young, and we just started rolling this out throughout the U.S. and throughout a handful of countries in the world. So basically what we created is a natural gas complete fuel system that integrates with your existing engines, whether they're outboards, inboards, gasoline, and we're now starting with the diesel engines as well. The way the system works is actually fairly simple. We created a plug-and-play system that is an add-on to your engine. We don't do engine conversions. There are stock engines. We work with Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Mercruiser. There's a few other brands that I'm forgetting now. And we carried by several boat manufacturers now, both on the recreational side and also on the work boat side. We also sell the fuel station so you can fill up. So let me describe the system. We add it to any boat and it's a complete fuel system. It's got a tank, it's got some devices, it's got helm controls, and it allows you to actually work the boat in three modes of operation: pure gasoline, pure natural gas, or hybrid mode, which is dual fuel, primarily uses majority natural gas, but also adds little whiffs of gasoline here and there. And so you, as the operator of the boat, can select which mode to run on, crank on any fuel, go anywhere and at any speed, switch from one fuel to the other, seamless transition. We actually have one of our demo boats outside on the dock if you guys like to go for a ride and experience this. We have the boat outside, look for the flex, powered by natural gas.
And thanks a lot to all the presenters, Fusion, Garmin, Sherhold, and Blue Gas Marine, the natural gas boats. Wow, that is interesting. We're just getting started on IBEX. We've got another whole section coming up. We're going to talk to Turning Point Propellers, Sunshade, and UFlex, the Navitec power steering system, on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, coming up next. Don't go away. We're on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM. Streaming audio, krmsradio.com. Stand by. We are in the No Wake Zone, but we will be right back.
This is Phil Haney with Hella Marine. I'm the division manager for the U.S. and Canada. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Just enough time to sneak out and get another coffee pot brewed. Coming up in our segment, we're going to go play some of the audio from our trip to IBEX. Part two of our Pitch the Press session will be coming up, but we'll hear first from Editor-in-Chief of Boating Industry Magazine, Jonathan Sweet, get some of his thoughts on IBEX and some of the presentations that we're going to hear about. Turning Point Propellers, SureShade, and UFlex Power Steering, all coming up in the next segment. Our program brought to you each week by Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. And, of course, they have the major brand Sea Ray, the most sought-after brand, the most, I guess you could say, searched brand on the Internet, Sea Ray. They also carry Harris, Nautique ski boats, those wakeboard boats, and the famous Boston Whalers as well.
You'll find Marine Max at the 16-mile marker on the lake if you're out this weekend. You can also go by 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. You'll see the big boat up in the air on the big sign and turn down the hill there into their marina and showroom facilities. You can also find them on the internet, marinemax.com. Take a look at some of those YouTube videos that Ben Venz has been putting together. Ben is their nautique ski boat guy, and he's been doing some great videos of some of the boats and the facilities at Marine Max. Check them out, Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks, marinemax.com.
All right, so Jonathan, here we are at the 2016 IBEX show at here at Tampa, awaiting the hurricane, or maybe not. Let's talk about the boating industry. Your publication, of course, covers it top to bottom, inside and out. Anything here at the show that just sort of jumped out at you?
Sure. I think, you know, there's a lot of great stuff here. I think one of the things that I was really impressed by is Volvo Penta's Easy Drain. I'm from the north, and that's, we run into that problem. You know, you winterize your motor, and then you get that nice October day when it's 75 degrees, and you go, wow, I wish I could go boating. But you've already winterized, it's a real pain to get it going again. The Easy Drain makes that a lot easier. So that was something that, especially for those of us up north, we love that idea. And, you know, otherwise, a lot of other great products. I think we've seen a lot of nice things in the electronics arena. There seems to be so much innovation there. You know, Garmin has some great stuff. I've seen some great audio from Clarion, JL Audio. You know, too many products to probably come up with it specifically, but certainly some great innovation. That area seems to really be innovating.
Another thing that sort of caught my eye were all the LED lights from the different companies. I mean, there's got to be 20 or more companies that are doing LED lights in all kinds of shapes, fashions, and forms.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like they're everywhere. You know, I've seen quite a few of them. You know, I'm not sure how they're all going to differentiate themselves, to be honest, but I mean, there's quite a few out there on the market, that's for sure.
Now, one thing that you're involved in is what's called Pitch the Press, and we're about to go into a session there, and we're going to see some products. What's kind of the concept and idea behind this?
Sure, the Pitch the Press is, the idea is it's almost like our own little version of Shark Tank, where as a group of judges, we go out and look at all the products on the show floor, as many as we can see the first day of the show, and then we select 15 of them and ask them to come give us a two-minute pitch here at Pitch the Press, and it's to not only tell us about the products, but tell everybody about the products, all the press, to kind of give recognition to maybe some products that would have been missed by people.
And then tell us a little bit about Boating Industry Magazine.
Sure, we're a trade magazine, almost 90 years old now, serving the boating industry. So our audience is people who work in the industry, boat builders, dealers, marina owners, and really we're focused on covering the latest trends in the industry, best practices for those business owners, and really all the industry news and things that are just going on that really matter to folks who work in the industry every day.
You know, one of the things here at the Tampa show that was is really so much different in my eyes from Louisville, where it's been for a number of years, is, you know, having the water right out the front door here and having demonstrations on a variety of boats.
Yeah, that's been great. I think one of the things that people really love about Tampa is that we have that waterfront opportunity, and that's a great chance for people to show off their wares in a way that they're actually going to be used, to show them on the boats, to show them on the water, and that really gives us an opportunity to see them in practice rather than just seeing them in a booth.
Thank you all for your time. What we've done is license the technology for this propeller from an Australian inventor. We're calling it Aegis, which is a protective device. What we've done is produced a propeller with what we call in the industry a soft edge. So we've removed all of the sharp cutting surfaces from the running parts of the blade from root section to root section. And by doing this, we produced a propeller that at low speed or idle is going to reduce or eliminate what's called incidental contact injuries. So it's very common for boaters to slip and fall off of a swim platform. Boaters use the cavitation plate to step up into their boat. It's very common for people to slip and fall and rub their lower parts of their legs or arms against a sharp propeller edge. This will eliminate those types of injuries. It's also going to reduce injuries to sea animals at low speed or idle. Interesting technology. This is patented worldwide, so we are introducing this to all of our world boating markets. The green color that you see does two things for us. First, it's a high visibility propeller. We want to reinforce the fact that that is a danger zone behind the boat. For people who are non-boaters, who are swimming in the back of the boat or in the water, they oftentimes don't understand the danger zone that exists behind the boat. Also, there's two coats of paint on this propeller. If you look on the inside, there's a very bright red primer coat. So the concept here is that if this propeller is damaged by the boat running over rocks or sandbar, the red paint will show through if the green comes off, and it's alerting the boater that the potential safe edge has been compromised. So they would want to get that looked at. We're first bringing this to the market for the first responder sub-market, Coast Guard, DNR, police forces, where there's interactions with boaters in the water and rescue situations. We're getting a lot of good feedback from older boaters that have a lot of kids on the boat, their boat platform, and they like the idea of being able to let the kids jump off the back of the boat and reducing contact injuries.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. If you look at my pale complexion, let that be a testament to the products that we do. We are SureShade, a relatively still newcomer to the industry. We launched at IBEX 9 years ago, so we're excited about celebrating our 10-year anniversary at next year's IBEX. SureShade, we are the inventors and designers and manufacturers of self-supported retractable sunshade awnings for boats. We saw an opportunity to make shade a little bit more convenient, less tedious, less cumbersome, also make it more available on certain boat styles and designs where shade may not once have been a possibility, such as center console boats. So basically our products, as I mentioned, self-supported telescopic retractable shade technology. And we offer several models. So we offer two models of electric shade systems, 7-foot extension and 10-foot extension, and also a manual shade option that operates with a hand crank. And then our latest shade product is a pull-out retractable shade, our RTX shade, which is designed for boats 27 feet and under. So that gives us now shade products that basically cover every aspect of the market. The average boater spends 5.7 hours in the sun, and it only takes about 20 minutes to get burned. So we are all about ensuring safe boating by providing adequate sun protection, and again, sun protection that is very easy to deploy. And then also the choice to not have shade, you know, to actually enjoy a little bit of the sun should one wish to.
Whether you're a boat builder or a retail consumer, boats have gotten notably harder to steer, and that's thanks to four-stroke outboards. The four-strokes are really great because they've got great fuel economy, they're lightweight, and they're very powerful. However, that all translates to more difficult steering. So what we saw was a need to introduce a power steering system that was cost-effective enough for the average boat retailer, retail customer to afford. And what we found was is that the gap between a manual hydraulic steering system and a power-assisted hydraulic steering system was so wide that many people who really wanted power steering weren't opting to take that option. Teamed up with an automotive steering manufacturer, in fact, one of the leading automotive manufacturers in the world, they produce power steering for the big three, and their steering is found in everything from a Fiat 500 up to a ZR1 Corvette. And we took the best of their technology and married it with the best of our marine steering system to create the new Navitech system. And this system is about $800 less for the boat builder than what they would pay for a power-assisted hydraulic. So that really bridges the gap and makes the system much more affordable for the retail consumer and the boat builder. So for the first time, a customer can get automotive performance for their boat at an affordable price.
All right, so you've heard UFlex, the Navitech power steering system, the RTX Sunshade, and also the Aegeus prop from Turning Point Propellers, and also Jonathan Sweet back there at the beginning. Now, these products that we've been reviewing or were able to see during the pitch to press will begin showing up in the 2018 models, some maybe in this next year of 2017 production. Of course, many companies are already underway with their production for 2017, but wouldn't be surprised to see some of that. Coming up, we're going to have Matt Hyde, the CEO of West Marine Pro. He's got a major announcement about something going on there. And we're also going to get with Andy Gillis and talk about Casco de-icers. Oh, I don't want to talk about that, but we're going to. Hey, and thanks for joining us this morning on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Next segment coming up next as we continue on this great Saturday morning around Lake of the Ozarks and around the world. Thanks for listening. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, KRMSradio.com. We're also a replay tonight starting at 6 o'clock on BoatRadio.net. Hope you'll join us then. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Beth Leonard, Director of Technical Services at Boat US. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Boats, vessels of freedom, harbors of healing. Boats.
Thanks, Kenny Chesney, for getting us into this final section of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning on News Talk KRMS. Thanks for being with us. Coming up, we're going to get some comments from West Marine CEO Matt Hyde. Comments that we got from him at Ibex about the change of the name from Port Supply to West Marine Pro. So we'll have that coming up for you. Plus, Andy Gillis from Casco is going to talk to us about some of their products to help us get through the winter months. You know, Boat US membership is a great thing. There are several benefits that you get right out of the box. 4% back at West Marine on your purchases. Of course, representation on Capitol Hill. They've got discounts at over 1,000 boating and fishing businesses, 6 issues of Boat US magazine, and access to marine insurance of all types for boats through Geico, plus the unlimited freshwater towing, which is one of the best things. There are so many discounts: Geico, Avis, Budget, Wyndham, Marine Max Vacations, plus, of course, West Marine, which is one that we all take advantage of here at Lake of the Ozarks. And, of course, the unlimited freshwater towing is a very important element here at the lake. 24/7, 365, 7 days a week, they're there to help you with a tow or a battery jump start, soft ungrounding, or a fuel delivery. Captain Dave Anderson is the guy you talk to, 573-216-4701. You can log on to my website and get more information about not only Boat US membership, but towboat membership and what the services are there. Just go to my website. Once again, it's Bob's No Wake Zone.
Matt, here at IBEX, we're introducing everybody to West Marine Pro. Tell me what that's all about.
So 38 years ago, we launched Port Supply in a very different time. And after, over the course of almost 4 decades, the business changed a lot. And so we're changing the name of our professional business to West Marine Pro. That really reflects the work that we're doing underneath our business to improve our e-commerce site for our professional customers, improve the store experience for our professional customers, and to link together and connect our retail customers and our professional customers together. So that's really what we're doing with the new launch of West Marine Pro.
Okay, so looking back maybe just a couple of years and looking at this past year, 2016,
yep,
things on the increase. You looking forward to the future?
Absolutely, no question about it. You know, and it all starts with boat sales, and we can all see that the boat market is coming back. And for West Marine, we benefit when people use those boats. So as soon as those boats go in the water, and the more people use them for fishing and all kinds of water sports and activities, that benefits us.
All right, very good. Well, thanks very much, and thanks for having a little after-hours event here.
Of course. Thank you for taking the time to visit with us.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yep.
Matt, thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us. The Port Supply started in 1978. And, of course, they're now the professional arm, I guess you could say, of West Marine. So westmarinepro.com is their website. Someone else that we've talked to several years in a row at IBEX is Andy Gillis with Casco.
I hate to admit it, but it's that time of year when we have to start thinking about ice.
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Oh, Andy, good seeing you again from Casco.
Good to see you, Bob.
What's new?
Well, we have a new panel this year. This is our C20 panel. This is replaces our previous C20 panel. And the reason we went to this panel is that we went to a little bit nicer box. It's gasketed here, better protected. We've improved the timer. The timer is a little bit more substantial, and you get a little bit better adjustment here on the pins. You pull the pins out to adjust the time.
Okay, the little dip switches there.
The little dip switches. And then we used to have our thermostat up in here, and we've moved it down here. We find that we get more accurate control down here, you know, a little bit better, tighter control on the differentials.
On the temperature.
On the temperature, yeah. Differentials. And okay. Switch is still the same, and the light comes on, you know, when the thermostat's on. So it's just basically an upgrade, a nicer panel, a bit more reliable. Not that we're having any problems with our older panel. We're just always trying to improve.
Absolutely. Anything that you do, are some of those suggestions from clients?
Sometimes, yes, yeah. We do. Yeah, we get a fair amount of feedback. It's amazing. And because our product's all over, I mean, it's all over the United States and Canada, so you always get somebody comes up with a new idea.
Sure.
And how to improve the product.
Now, there's different sizes, so
yes, that's correct.
Know, it's kind of how much water you've got under your boat, I guess, right?
Well, you need depth in order to get the thermal layer. But where we vary in sizes is depending upon the clearing areas and space on thrust from the propeller. So we have a half horsepower, 3/4 horsepower, and a 1 horsepower. It's also based on temperature. Like in the Great Lakes area or areas where it's a lot colder, we generally use 3/4 horsepowers and 1 horsepowers. Especially in Canada, we use a lot of 1 horsepowers because it's a lot colder. You get down the Chesapeake Bay, New Jersey, Long Island area. You have pretty good thermal layers there. You might have a 3-degree differential from top to bottom. So you don't need as much horsepower to bring up that warmer water and spread it out.
I got you.
But as you go farther north, the temperature differential is smaller.
I noticed over here on this unit you've got over here on the floor, it's sort of separated between the two. So, and this box, I guess, is on the dock or somewhere close?
Yeah, this is a diffused air system where we take a compressor. It's in the cabinet. And what we do is we actually take air and we bubble, okay? And we bubble, and we have a diffuser like this.
Okay.
It's a self-sinking diffuser. And what you do to sink it, you fill it full of gravel here, and that's how you weight it down. And we have self-sinking tubing that comes in here, it goes back to the compressor. So, yeah, exactly what
okay.
you're seeing right here. So what we're doing is, the formula is basically 2 to 3 foot clearance per foot of water. So if you had say 10 feet of water, you should be able to clear roughly 30 feet.
Okay.
30 feet. Now where you would use that, I'll give you examples. We would use them in, we use them in marinas in the summertime because you have marinas that have basins. And a lot of times fish will swim in to those marinas, enclosed basins, and the oxygen levels are low. So what we're doing is we're boosting the oxygen in those basins so the fish coming in, they're not going to die. In other words, we're improving the water quality.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, you'll use them in ponds or around docks. But here's an example of a pond. And what happens in the wintertime, you have what's called winter kill. And when you have winter kill is when you have ice and get snow on top of it, and there's no photosynthesis. So what happens is it's a sealed water column, and then the nitrogen builds up in there, and when the ice melts in springtime, all the fish die. If you can open up 1 to 2% hole volume or hole in that area, you won't have winter kill.
So the aeration system would be what you would use for that, for like small lakes or
small lakes
ponds.
Ponds and things like that. Okay. We also do marinas in certain areas for de-icing in very selected areas where we use these diffusers. We did a project a number of years ago down in Potomac River. We were doing a big pier out there, a square pier, and on top of that was a Ferris wheel. And underneath that, it was 100 by 100, they had all these cement pilings. So they're concerned about the ice chipping the pilings and everything. So we put 18 diffusers in there, 7 compressors and cabinets like that. And we're just bubbling, we're bringing up the warmer water to keep the ice from cutting into the concrete pilings.
Very good. Well, good use of what you have available to you. All right, very good. And if somebody wants some more information on your units, Casco?
Casco Marine. Go to www.cascomarine.com.
Casco with a K.
Casco with a K.
Well, that's just the beginning of our IBEX coverage. The organizers of the International Boat Builders Exhibition and Conference announced that the 2016 event, which took place in Tampa, attracted over 6,000 registered industry professionals from about 32 different countries during those first 2 days. Of course, Hurricane Matthew did run off some of our exhibitors and some of those that were going to participate in the third day. But even with the storm, the marine industry's largest technical trade event in North America drew industry professionals from all over the globe, 556 exhibiting companies covering 118,000 square feet of exhibit space plus the outside exhibits. Quite a deal, and we sure appreciate not only Ann Dunbar, show director, but also Ann Reimer, who's a media relations representative. Great event, good show, we sure appreciate it, and you will be hearing more from IBEX in the weeks ahead as we share some more of our interviews about some of the great new products that are out there on the market for us boaters. Well, it's boating season just about over, but it's also football season. Can you name any football stadiums around the country, both professional and college, where you can actually boat gate, pull your boat up and watch the games? Well, there's 14 of them in all. Heinz Field, the Pittsburgh Steelers home base, Soldier Field for the Chicago Bears. How about First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns? We also have M&T Bank Stadium for the Baltimore Ravens, Everbank Field, which is where Jacksonville's Jaguars play, Oakland Stadium, the Oakland Raiders, of course, Alaska Airlines Husky Stadium, college football's home, Neyland Stadium for over in Knoxville, the University of Tennessee Volunteers, and how about Baylor University, McLean Stadium, the Baylor Bears, 14 stadiums where you can boat and watch football. Thanks for joining us today on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We've got those two IBEX sections back there with Pitch the Press. Thanks to Matt Hyde and Andy Gillis, and thank you for listening. If you missed the show, tune in. BoatRadio.net, 6 o'clock tonight for a repeat. See you next week, same time, same boat channel.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.